today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Good day, time 7 after the hour. Hello, how may we make your day better? Some people say, my God, why does he talk that way so quickly? Why is he so loud? It's too early in the morning. Shut up already. No, I have to bring you energy and enthusiasm and enlightenment for the day. And if I don't, who do I rely on? Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut. They're here to extend a better day to you as well with energy, love, enthusiasm. Are you ready for love, especially Richie? Are you ready for love?
I'm always ready. Oh, right. Yeah.
Are you really? Okay, well,
yeah.
Let's find out who's getting married in the morning.
There's been a lot of people getting married lately, or engaged, huh? Not quite what I was expecting.
The request that I had got lost in the translation. All right, let's see how this, let's extend it, though.
There's drinks and girls all over London, and I've got to track them down
Crank
in just a few more hours. Are you getting married in the morning? Ding dong, the bells are going to chime.
Ding dong.
Pull out the stopper.
Let's have a whopper. Okay, so
what is this?
Don't you know this song? I'm getting married in the morning. You never heard this? This
is
from a great
so.
Broadway show. Oh yeah, this is a big hit. This was probably 28, 30
oh my God.
Years ago. What are you? Oh my God! For
Jennifer, now not only is he pulling out every song from his childhood that
morning,
he can ever remember in the back of his head, now he's going Broadway tunes on
the
us.
The bells are going to chime. So I'm really kind of perplexed at the news media's interpretation of the engagement of Prince William and this lady, Kate Middleton.
Oh, it was all over the TV.
But the headline is, it took 8 years. What kind of nonsense is that? Didn't take 8 years.
Yeah, they're like 24 or however old.
No, they're 28. They've been dating since they were roommates, I guess, at college. But for heaven's sakes, what a stupid way to present this. And the underscoring, finally he's gotten up the courage to ask his longtime girlfriend, Kate Middleton, to get married. Wait, I want to shoot these people. Richie, it's a good thing I don't have a gun, because I'd point it right at the camera that's looking at me, and I'd go blam, blam, blam.
All right.
I'm not a violent sort.
Too bad you're a pacifist, or else, yeah, you'd shoot those guys.
Well, it's really kind of to make the point in a more simplistic fashion.
How weird is the piece of the story, though, that he gave her Diana's ring?
Well, he wants to have Diana as a part of the
what's wrong with that?
Process.
Is that weird?
Well, it's not weird because it's a beautiful ring, but it was her ring to Prince Charles, and that didn't work out so well.
Oh, you think that the energy around it is probably not good.
Yeah.
Well, here's my read on this. It won't work out anyway because they are too young. They started dating when they're too young. They've only had one breakup in the 8 years. And they're only 28 now. So she's ready. He's not. And they'll be the same. His father was a philanderer. His uncle was a philanderer. And does it sound awful if I suggest he'll be a philanderer?
It's probably true, though. I hate to say it.
It's opportunity. The guy's the prince. He could be the future king of England, for God's sake.
If I were the prince and 24 years old, I'd be out dating everybody.
Exactly. What are we going to get married for? At this age, he's 28, though, Richie. Anyway, they were on vacation in Kenya.
No, if I were him 4 years ago, I wouldn't
right.
have been tied up with a girlfriend at 24.
No. Well, he was tied up with her when he was 20.
Yeah.
You want to go play some pool?
Hey, but let me tell you something. We all do it. If I knew then what I know now.
Yeah, well, but I'm just trying to save him from a fate worse than death.
Yeah. No, it's a nice story, though.
Oh, hopefully it's a lovely story. Well. It's a wonderful story.
We wish them the best.
We certainly do. Underscore, wish them
the best. We want to give
them
positive thoughts for a long, successful, and happy marriage.
Right, exactly.
The girl in me can't wait to see what she wears.
Yeah. She could stand a couple of hamburgers, though. Looks
she's
good.
Very pretty.
No, I thought she's, she was very well shaped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Her
head looks bigger than his, though.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Well, doesn't he kind of have raisin heads?
Prince Harry said that he was delighted that my brother has popped the question.
No, maybe they'll watch him for a while so I can go out and date some other women.
Did you say deck some other women?
Date some other women.
Okay, good. All right.
He broke up with his girlfriend. He's kind of playing the field a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely.
Old Harry.
Yeah. Take a royal Henry. Trip around the world on the royal yacht.
If he's going to go get married, I'm going to go out and start dating me some women, right?
Yeah. That's the Cockney. I don't think they sound quite like that, Richie.
Whatever.
Rich is doing rock and roll Englishman.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they're going to have a wedding that'll take place in the spring or summer of next year.
Wait, get your hats out, ladies.
They're studying at the University of St. Andrews. They will live in their home in North Wales. They're living together now.
Oh.
They're going to live in Mom and Dad's house.
Then?
So why would they get married? Only because the public thinks that the Brits would go nuts about this. They already are, as you're suggesting. And then it became the lead story last night of the CBS Evening News. I'm listening to Katie Couric. First story
is this.
This is bigger than earmarks. This is bigger than TSA. This is bigger than Afghanistan. This is big news. The prince is engaged to Kate Middleton. He has proposed. Will you marry me? How do you suppose that? But how do you think that got down his hand? How about this, Richie?
If it is, I may go out of. Am I still in the camera?
You know what? I got to go look at you. Hold on.
I'm not sure that I'm down.
I haven't
on
been proposed to in a long
Jennifer,
time. Come on.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a long
yes.
time.
Yes. Pip, pip, tally ho. Let me put down my tea.
Jennifer, would you be my one and only?
Your one and only what?
Okay, now, here's the other wedding story. Wait a minute. I like standing up, though, as long as you can get me in the... for those of you who are wondering, we are doing the Good Day Show streaming live, so you can see...
Streaming live video.
Camera. That's right, video, camera. One and the other equals the same thing.
Hey, you got a button-up shirt on today.
I have a blue
Very nice.
Oxford shirt on.
Do you have any oil stains on it anywhere?
No, I think this is clean.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Cool. I may have some popcorn in the shirt.
That's okay. Popcorn.
All right, so there is another quickie wedding that apparently involves some what we would refer to, I guess, here as showbiz royalty and sports royalty. That story coming right up. It's 14 after on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offers valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AORs past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor entering this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED at Grant, Mike Bravo, 310-737, taking small arms fire, request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. A American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Richie Clay's following this. Clay, I'd be interested to go to our Twitter, say it again, Doug, Twitter account, twitter.com/Good Day Show, and hear what people are saying about this engagement. If people really are interested, are we all psyched about it? Or as we as a collective, I'm not psyched. I don't care. But it's something that people are buzzing about, and because the conversation goes in that direction, we make it a part of our conversation one way or another here. Hey, are you excited about this? 800-510-8255. Coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day, we introduce Montel Williams to the Good Day program. We become part of our regular, how would you say, regular group of
part of the crew.
Suppliers. Yeah. He's our part of the crew, if you will. So we'll enjoy having him on with us alive and with some other pithy thoughts that are tossed in every day on the program as well. Meanwhile, the other wedding that seems to be, or at least the plan for a wedding, comes courtesy of Jessica Simpson, who apparently, or at least as the gossip would have it, bought her own ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense.
A $100,000 ruby and diamond Neil Lane sparkler.
Yeah, I mean, who's the guy she's marrying again?
Eric Johnson, who doesn't have a job.
No, he's on. He was a football player.
Is he on welfare, or is he getting food
stamps? I don't know. You're right.
What's his
problem? He's got the best food stamp ever. It has blonde hair.
So how long, this guy's been playing football for how long?
You know, I don't know. I really don't.
Eric Johnson, how long has he been playing football?
Up, see. I don't know.
And what kind of dough do these guys make?
Well, they make anywhere from $600,000 on up to $7-8 million a year.
Okay.
I don't think he's the $7-8 million.
No, yeah.
All right, even at $600,000. Maybe he wouldn't buy a $100,000 ruby.
Well, no, but that's
at $600,000, he doesn't make near as much money as she does.
How much money is she making, Jessica Simpson?
A lot.
Yeah, she makes a lot of money.
Not only does she have her her music, but she has her clothes, her perfume, her shoes. She has all kinds of stuff.
So is she making $10 million a year?
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay. So then why, instead of her marrying this guy who's inexperienced, why doesn't somebody introduce her to me?
this is why I don't know. I mean, he plays for the 49ers. Yeah.
All right, he's a free agent. So why would he be a free agent in the middle of football season?
Because he was cut, right, Rich?
Yeah.
So he's not playing for anybody now.
Yeah.
Oh. He's a loser, Jessica. What do you want to be hanging around with him for? Find somebody who's a winner. He's a winner. What is he? Yeah. Is he a good-looking
guy,
Jennifer?
You would have so many issues with Jessica and her grammar, though. Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh,
her
no.
Her grammar's terrible? I've never actually heard her speak, I don't think. No, I'm not sure that's true. I saw her on a special once with Nick Lachey, a Christmas special.
I remember that one.
Says he went to Yale.
Eric Johnson went to Yale?
Yeah.
What did he do there?
Where he played wide
Train
receiver.
Train station across the street from Yale.
Yeah,
wide receiver.
He went to Needham High School. Isn't that near you?
Yeah. He's from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So now we're learning more about this guy.
Yeah.
All right, so he's a good candidate to marry her. I just want to be happy. I mean, I want to make sure she's happy. She's very important to me, and I want to make sure that she has a happy, healthy, productive life.
I think she's a hottie.
How
she'll
old
be
is she?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course she's a hottie.
Probably 28.
So she's just at the right age. How old is he?
I don't know. Maybe older, Rich? What do you think?
He is, hold on one second. I can say he is 31.
No.
September 15, 1979.
All right, another engagement. 21 after on Good Day.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wonders.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on, man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio's all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
Take a break.
See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck? To the question, see?
Condom for crying out loud.
Condom, yeah. That's right, see? Condoms. Everybody need a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Hey, Doug.
You know who that thing do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Hmm. Medium is over.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Were you on the air with that?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Yeah, good.
And you talk about me and I'm getting married in the morning and singing along with that.
Which is Rich's favorite song,
yeah,
isn't it?
My favorite artist. See, he just doesn't like her because of her politics. Rich, you have to get
that. Oh, there's a whole lot more than that.
And her music.
Yeah.
She's a little strident.
Listen to this.
Memories. Life is full of Barbara Streisand interview by Oprah.
This is kind of nice. I needed the nap.
I'm good at orchestration, but sooner or later, I can't say.
It's the crescendo, the big buildup.
All right, so Barbara Streisand doesn't do too many interviews. Oprah's pulling all the stops to make her last season a good one so she can play them over and over again on her new network.
Yeah.
So, Barbara talking to Oprah about singing to large crowds.
I love singing when it's me and the music alone. When I'm recording, I love singing with an orchestra and there's nobody judging it at the moment. I love when it's just me and the music. Do you understand?
When you
come out and perform in front of
do
people.
Do you understand?
Yes.
It's pressured.
It becomes something else.
Something else. It's, yes. Now I have to. Now I'm aware you're watching me or you've paid money to see me. And again, I think I've said this before. I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Do you think, by the way, Richie, we've been thinking about this. For those of you who are listening that have gone on to the stream, the goodayshow.com screen, there's a big screen in the middle of the homepage where you can see the video of the broadcast. Richie, you're on?
No, I'm not on.
Well, why are you, what are you waiting for? What, just me?
Yes,
why
just you. Because it's the Doug Steffens Show.
Oh, come on.
You're the big star.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
people don't want to see me.
No.
You're the BMOC, Doug.
That's right.
Big man on campus. Speaking of that, Robert Redford came on to the Oprah interview with Barbara Streisand as a surprise. Listen to how that gets going.
The two of you have never done an interview together before.
How come we never did? I guess in those
days... I thought I wouldn't get a word in.
True.
True.
But is it true that you almost turned down that part of Hubble?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Here, Redford explaining why he almost turned down the role in The Way We Were.
I thought it was a good script. I thought it was great for Barbara. But the character in the initial script was, I felt, one-dimensional.
One-dimensional.
And I said, yeah, he seems more symbolic. He seems like he's a model for her to fall in love with. But I don't believe, if you had a flaw, if he had a flaw, then that might be interesting. Because he looked like things came easy, the assumption was that that was true. And for him, he worried that that would create an impression about... It would put too much pressure of him on him.
I want to hear the stories about the two of them together. I don't care about this.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that he came on. The two of them are very close friends. That's kind of cool. As always, when you see that, that's the kind of stuff people love to watch and talk about and that sort of thing. It is another moment with Montel Williams we bring you now. Living Well Moment, sponsored by Money Mutual. Short-term cash when you need it fast. Go to Montel Money Mutual or call 800-532-CASH.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells. And the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Wondering what's for dinner tonight? Let us help. Check out Jennifer's recipes at DougStepan.com and click on Jennifer's team page. On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
.com.
Yesterday's news. November 17th, 1968. Millions of NFL fans learned to hate a little Swiss girl.
Good afternoon.
Would you tell Herr Sesemann, Fräulein Dieter Hartzell is here.
In what became known as the Heidi game, NBC pulls the plug on an exciting game between the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders to air Heidi, a movie based on the popular children's story.
It was strictly decided that no matter what was happening in the football game, that the network would switch over to the movie.
The switch was made with 65 seconds to go and the Jets leading 32-29. Angry callers flooded the NBC phone banks, and they grew even angrier when a crawl on the bottom of the screen announced the Raiders won with 2 last-minute touchdowns.
The switchboard at NBC literally had blown up. They had blown 26 fuses in that first hour. As of the next week, there was the Heidi phone.
The controversy prompted the NFL to insert language into their TV contracts, guaranteeing this would never happen again. And that's yesterday's news for November 17th.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
34 after the hour now, as the Good Day program continues for your listening and dancing pleasure. And speaking of dancing, Bristol Palin is still on Dancing with the Stars.
Amazing.
So she really is good.
She's obviously in the finals, Doug.
She's really, really, really good.
Not as good as Brandy. I'm sad, and I love Bristol, but
well,
Brandy went home.
We'll have a poll at DougStephan.com today featuring your thoughts, your selection. We have 4 different options. You can pick one of them. I guarantee you'll be spellbound by the various items that we present to you to discerningly decide why it is that Bristol Palin is still Dancing with the Stars. Meanwhile, you're listening to the Stars on the Good Day program. Pierre has joined us from Gay Paris. Apparently, there's a big problem, Pierre. I wonder if you'd report on the Parisian problem with bedbugs. Pretty much the same as in New York. Bloodthirsty, relentless, tiny insect pests that have become a nightmare
for with the bedbugs.
Parisians.
The Americans, they come to see the Eiffel Tower. They look at the Eiffel Tower. They look, oh, it's so grand. It's so grand. I want to go to the elevator. I want to spit off the Eiffel Tower, you Americans. And says you go to our hotels.
Jennifer, you understand any of this yet?
No, I need subtitles.
Of course. I could not understand. I could not expect you to understand. So as you go to the Eiffel Tower, you spit out the Eiffel Tower because you are American. Then you go to
there's
our
no
hotels.
Bed bugs, Pierre, on the Eiffel Tower. The bed bugs are in the beds in the hotels.
It's be quiet. Then you go to our
Gilet is what they call bed bugs.
Our 4-star hotels. And you sleep in our beds. You dirty Americans sleep in our beds. And you get the bed bugs in the bed.
Apparently.
The workers from the hotels, they come home, and it's a problem.
The Americans have brought mice and cockroaches also then, Pierre, to follow your logic. There are problems in even some of the really high
scale
hotels. It's
an
outrage.
I love this.
Yes. Paris employee at the public health section of Paris City Hall, who asked not to be named because this is so controversial, says there are 600 hotels in Paris.
Ew.
They're having a problem with bed bugs.
Apparently, at first, we thought this was an outrage of crabs.
Really? So now, this is worse.
But upon
instead of being grabbed by crabs, you're getting grabbed by bed bugs.
Ugh. Not as fun.
The country was so happy at first. We thought we were having some fun.
Yeah.
Crabs,
there's a price to pay for having too much fun, Pierre. Bed bugs. By the way, these are big ones, too, by the way, Pierre. The bed bugs in Paris are about the size of a grain of rice. They're not that big over here.
Where's the biggest bed bugs in the world?
Apparently, there's a... Yes, that... Here's going to be the case.
And they stink, too. They do not shower.
All right. News, other news from around the world. Let's focus on America. Should we come back to America?
Sure.
Please.
Okay. The story.
We.
This is from the, I suppose, Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Fred Carville has sold back issues of High Times on eBay for a number of years. So he was alarmed when he recently found all of his current listings had been deleted. By eBay. Clay, why would this be? According to this guy, Fred Carville, eBay spokespeople told him they'd pulled all listings of the marijuana-oriented magazine at the request of the federal government.
Was he including marijuana with the sale?
I don't think you could buy marijuana, just the magazine that tells you about. I mean, what would you expect from a magazine called... High Times.
Yeah. I gotta say, I've seen that magazine.
Have you?
Of my college friend's apartments.
Really?
You see it if you go to big bookstores.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I must be really.
It's funny, I've never seen
traveling
it.
Traveling in that circle. I've never seen
you
it.
You don't subscribe to High Times magazine?
I mean, it's not like you're gonna see it at the 7-Eleven magazine rack.
Yeah. No, I've seen Hustler there, though.
Yeah.
Really?
No, yeah, they pulled behind all the those. Little. Yeah, nah. With the cardboard in front of it.
No. All right, next up from the Hall of Shame, four Atlanta women standing on the sidewalk talking about funeral plans for a friend when a policeman ordered them to move on. One of the women asked the officer why. The policeman said in a wonderfully cogent, affable way, because I said so.
Oh.
And after the lady, who was, by the way, 68 years old, after she asked the police officer why... He promptly put handcuffs on her, hauled her off to jail, and she was charged with disorderly conduct, a charge which the judge promptly threw out and chewed the butt of the police officer. How much of that stuff goes on?
You know what? In those circumstances, then I want to be able to go to the judge, and I will be saying, where do I send the invoice for my time?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. For the hours,
I should have done that when they arrested me falsely a couple of years ago.
You should have.
I didn't because they were some of my friends in the police station. But, I mean, how many of you have gone through a circumstance like that? Think about how much when you're stopped or you're harassed by some flat-footed cop who hasn't got a clue. The same kind of people that work for the TSA. Don't get me off on that. Okay, next. New Mexico State police officers failed to write 100 tickets this month, failed to make 3 DWI arrests this month. They face possible sanctions from their boss, including loss of overtime. The chief of the New Mexico State Police, his name is Farron Sagata, says, we now have minimum performance standards. These are not quotas. Minimum performance standards.
Not
you
got to
write 100
it's just another word for quota.
Tickets. Uh-huh. Right. And make 3 DWI arrests, making a difference whether tickets are just, you throw them out in court. We need to have 100 tickets from every one of you.
And
this
one
month.
And one murder arrest.
Yeah,
I don't care whether anybody actually killed anybody.
Right.
Just find somebody to arrest
you
for murder.
You just get them.
Yeah. Here's another one from the Do You Know and Do You Care file. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Richie, seized 30 pellet guns.
Pellet guns, yeah.
Pellet
one
guns
of those.
That Brad Martin had purchased from Taiwan to sell in his Ohio gun store. The ATF claims the guns can be converted into machine guns.
Really?
machine claim pellet that guns? The manufacturer says is absurd. So it's good to know the folks of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are watching and following the
chasing down the pellet guns. Yeah,
good to know.
You put an eye out with that thing.
Tax dollars are at work. And this one's a good one. The Provincetown, Massachusetts Elementary School this week began giving condoms to elementary students. Whether their parents approve or not under this policy, which was approved by the school committee last week, first grade students can ask for the condoms, though the policy requires that students speak to a school nurse before getting the condom. 6 years old, first grade.
My fist would be in somebody's face if they ever handed my kid a condom.
There it is, right
there. Besides, at that age, you could just use a water balloon.
Well, it would be a water balloon. The kids would take the condoms for the water balloon fight.
Yeah. Perfect.
Which is funny.
Right.
But if anybody ever handed my six-year-old son a condom, he'd be laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Ugh. Dr. Ken coming up in a few moments here on the Good Day program with his daily dose of important medical information. Meanwhile, remember this story? Remember. How do you like it when I dance to my own music? What do you think, Richie?
I like that Rich wouldn't play it for you, so you just decided to sing it.
Remember.
I'll remember.
Better than I am. So earlier this year, remember the investigation into Lower Marion, Pennsylvania school district because they had the secret software to track students?
Hold the phone here.
It's a problem.
This song that you've been like obsessing over for the past 20 minutes.
Remember.
Give me that song. I've got to have that song for a story. It doesn't even have anything to do with the story.
No, but it
remembers. It just has something to do with the.
I was asking whether or not you remembered when we discussed the story earlier on.
You did say it was going to be an important part of the story.
Right.
You
even threw five other remember songs at you, and you're like, nope, that doesn't work. Nope,
part of the story is remembering the story when it initially was a story.
And Madonna going,
I'll remember. Different. Doesn't work, does it?
All right. No, but my remember.
So I'm going to get Arp on the phone. I've got Ray here.
Okay.
What do we remember?
I mean, yesterday, Richie, during this hour, you were upset with me because a lot of the things we were talking about were extraordinarily serious.
Yeah, no, it was heavy stuff yesterday.
It was heavy stuff.
Much
more
fun
today.
We have
to counter that. You see, this is
an
equal opportunity radio.
You're doing a great job. Thank you.
All right, so anyway, here are the feds who have closed their investigation into that school that used secret software to track students' laptops, saying they found no evidence that anybody committed a crime.
Oh, I wonder how they got greased.
The decision was announced by the U.S. attorney yesterday, ended a complete and thorough, so they say, six-month investigation by the FBI into allegations that the district employees might have been spying on students through the webcams that they were issued by the school.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah, Rich.
If I were to secretly access Jennifer's webcam and watch her in her home, I would get arrested, wouldn't I?
Probably.
Yet if I give her the laptop and a few hundred other students a laptop and watch them secretly, it's okay.
Apparently.
So apparently the difference here is whether I give you the laptop or not.
Maybe.
Well, or if you gave your kids a laptop and monitored that through the webcam, would that be legal?
There's nothing illegal about monitoring my kids.
No.
So that's probably the nanny state's probably taken over in that respect, right?
The like they're working the nanny state right with it.
Big words.
Been around
like
us for long enough to get the jargon down, Richie. All right, anyway, I'm impressed that the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office are working so closely together.
That's nice.
They could come up with a decision that would exonerate
feel good and fuzzy turnout
all
for that
of
story,
the people in the school district. Yeah, right. The district maintained the technicians used the software to find the missing laptop. So why were they watching the kids at home do whatever they were doing?
Yeah, remember they
remember
thought one was
the
doing
principal,
drugs.
They wanted to throw him out of his school or something because of what he was doing at home?
He was eating candy, remember?
Yeah, they thought he was doing drugs and he was eating candy.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, that's okay. That's all fine.
He's snorting the fun dip.
Where is the class action suit? Forget going to jail. Where's the class action suit?
Okay. Dr. Ken will save us from all of this in a moment. Some important medical news right around the corner here on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hey, Ken, is there a way that we can analyze people for jerkism? Is there a medical test for jerkism?
I'll order the blood test. Who do you need it on?
McFadden.
Right. Yeah, I'll take it if you take it.
Okay, yeah, I'll be happy to take it.
His levels are pretty low.
Yeah, right.
No, I'll take it.
All right, we have problems with those of you who are eating ready-to-eat turkey. The news coming right up here, you're a turkey if you're eating that ready-to-eat turkey, you know that, and you'll find out why in a moment. Before we get to that, though, a reason for you to enhance your immune system, eat that stuff, you're going to have an upset stomach. One of the things about enhancing your immune system is it's good for everything, Ken.
Yes, you need these healthy bacteria to protect yourselves from these viruses that are out there. I'm seeing a lot of people right now who are getting colds, they're getting the flu. The way to protect yourself, besides eating a healthy diet, we'll talk about that, exercising, getting your vitamin D, getting your multivitamin, you want to get those healthy bacteria, the probiotics. My favorite way is Sustenix. You can't get it from food because it doesn't survive the acidic environment of your stomach.
Live microorganisms that, when administered in the right amount, have a health benefit for you, the host, that is unsurpassed. And the best way to get that in your system today is to first go online to DougStephan.com and see the Sustenex box over there on the right-hand side. Click on that. Get a $5 off coupon, good for wherever Sustenex is sold, which is all the big box stores and drug stores, that sort of thing, wherever you buy drugs. Get the coupon. Go in and buy the product. Take it. You're getting your daily probiotic. It will make your system and your body and your life much, much better. All right, so what's the scoop with these ready-to-eat turkey products, Ken?
Yes, it's New Braunfels Smokehouse based in New Braunfels, Texas. They sell several products, Doug, ready-to-eat meat and jerky products. They recall the turkey items. They were produced in August and sold nationwide. And they have listeria in them. Listeria is a bacteria which can be very dangerous.
Yeah, the FDA would say, oh, we got to have new protection. Senate 510, we're going to pass it. Senate 510 needs not to be passed. It's up again for a vote, Ken, in case you didn't know it. This is another great big company, never been inspected by the FDA. They have all the power they need to do it. They just aren't doing their job. Here is a story about cell phone rash. What the heck is that?
Yes. You know, we're using a lot of cell phones these days for prolonged times, and people are breaking out in these rashes on their necks, their cheeks, and it turns out it's the nickel. And guess where the nickel's coming from?
The nickel is inside the speaker itself?
Yes. So most of these are made in what country?
China.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Trying to kill all of us in America. All right, so and you don't have any choice. Can you buy these phones that aren't made in China?
Well, look on the label and be careful. If you are allergic to nickel, make sure you look into this and be careful with
nickel.
Nickel
is, by the way, a relative of lead. You didn't know that. So it's there. It's just the plastic bag's made out of lead. Look out, 2 and 2 is still 4. Stay away from Chinese stuff. 51 after, and good day.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
High five.
All right. I fought the law and the law lost, Richie.
Yeah.
Fix those
Welcome
guys.
Welcome to the club, brother.
Right. All right. Rich McFadden is here as a member of the Doug Club. Jennifer Horn is a member of the Doug Club. Clay Cohen is a member of the Doug Club. You can be a member of the Doug Club, too. Find out how and why at DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com, where you can watch the video of... I'm disappointed you're not up there, Richie, because I like having you there, even though you taunt me in some way normally.
I can go there if you want.
I think you should be there.
Okay.
You can be there. I think Jennifer should be there. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to make it a condition of her.
No,
I'm
going
employment.
To be there. You know, I told you last week that I would do it if I got some requests on Facebook, and
really?
I did.
You so did. See, there you go. Those were from me. You
know, I know.
Disguised as Sam Strange.
All right,
we have now Better Living Time, and we're always dealing with technology. There's not a moment in our lives when we don't have some connection to, no matter what your age, it's all technology, right? Television, radio, the car, cooking things, reading a, if you're in the dark and you're reading a magazine or a book, got to have the light on. Technology is everywhere. That's why we have our provider of technical info, the technology tailor, in fact, Alex Colfane, here to answer the question, do you know which major cell provider is about to introduce a hot competitor to Apple's iPad? And then you wonder, okay, if the Apple thing is so good, why would somebody want to compete with it? We'll find out. The answer up next here on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Early next year, Verizon Wireless is expected to begin carrying the iPhone, and AT&T, which has sold the iPhone exclusively for years, is going to lose that status. Although it will still carry the iPhone, the last few months have seen a flurry of activity from AT&T in its preparation to share the iPhone with its top rival. Last week, AT&T launched its first Microsoft Windows phone. Obviously, that's a pretty serious competitor to the iPhone. Now, according to CNET, by the end of the month, AT&T will launch launch a major tablet competitor to the iPad, this from Samsung. And you may have seen one of the countless commercials AT&T has been airing for the new BlackBerry Storm device recently. The point is, the company is doing what it should be doing, moving beyond the iPhone, expanding its devices and its services. This move of the iPhone coming to Verizon Wireless is going to be good for us consumers. We get to finally decide which carrier we want to purchase the iPhone from, and if we're AT&T customers, we get to have a whole lot of new device alternatives. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Or, I wonder if 20 minutes could save you 20%. Or 25 minutes could save you 25%.
I'm going to call up and ask him. Hey,
we should.
Have you got the next 30 minutes just to sit and chat so I can save 30%?
I'd like to save 30. Why not 45 minutes? I want to save 45%.
Yeah. Let's go for 100.
Or 100, you save. They'll be paying you to carry GEICO.
Exactly. We could be besties.
Right. Listen, GEICO, I'll do you a favor and only talk to you for 99 minutes.
It is the season for decorating, boys and girls, celebrating and enjoying all types of homemade goodies. But if you are one of the millions of Americans who wears metal braces, you may find yourself shopping for an emergency doctor's visit. Wow. Listen to this. T.K. Anderson has more on what you can do to stay out of your orthodontist chair.
Department stores are packed with holiday shoppers, but it's also a busy time of year for orthodontists. L.A.-based orthodontist Dr. Gilbert Snow says if not careful, folks with metal braces could find themselves making an unexpected doctor's visit.
Emergency visits spike as we see children, teens, and even adults who suffer dental injury or damage to metal braces from eating treats like peanut brittle, candy canes, chewy caramel, or crunchy mixed nuts and other types of holiday candies.
Dr. Snow says there are better options to help you enjoy holiday treats while taking care of dental needs.
Stick to soft options like peanut butter cups, chocolate kisses, or better yet, thinly sliced fruit. But the best way to avoid damage to metal braces and be able to thoroughly clean after eating is to consider removable braces, like Invisalign and Invisalign Teen. These virtually invisible aligners can be removed before you eat, and when you're done, you pop them back in to continue straightening your teeth.
For more, log on to InvisalignTeen.com. That's Lifestyles from Invisalign.
All right, boys and girls. We're just wondering here whether when you wear braces, you go through the TSA X-ray machine, what happens to you? Or happens to your mouth? 59 past.